Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday is what it is. It's also the fourth day of May, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me. It's currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high today for the Klamath Basin of 79 degrees. And it's like summer. It's going to cool down on the weekend. It did yesterday. It was showing it snowing on Saturday, but now it's going to be cold and rainy probably, I'm hoping. But it's not going to be nothing like we've experienced this winter, and it suits me right down to the ground, I'll be honest with you. Well, let's see what we have on the repertoire this morning. The health care bill just passed, and we're going to kind of pull that all together with the recolonization of your country in this article here. Two GOP legislatures propose American replacement bill plus amnesty. Anyway, we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, two GOP legislators propose America replacement bill plus amnesty, and like I said, this ties right in. I mean, we're watching this unfold just like we said it would. We're watching they're calling this repeal and replacement. It passed the House today. just before I came upstairs. So I went to look at a little bit of this that Paul Ryan, you know, that corporate lap dog, had put together. You see, repealing this, what they've done is they put socialism in this country, and it cannot be. You cannot have a free republic with the emphasis on the right of the individuals under a socialist system, because socialism is collectivism. And what they've done here is, you know, they couldn't get rid of it because it's the parasitic insurance industry contractors are you know, sucking out the wealth of our country for their international investors. You know, the people that hold stock in their corporations, and that money has to keep coming. Those dividends have to keep coming because that's the theft of our nation. What he has done has made sure that old people, this is going to hurt old people and poor people. And it's designed to hurt old people and poor people. You old people, you're going to be emptying out your savings accounts just to stay alive until you die. I mean, you'll be right down to the last days. Do I starve to death or do I die of this illness? That's what it, I mean, this is what it set up. He did, you know, shift a little bit of the burden of killing the old people off to the states. For the whole entirety of what this is, you know, repeal and replace. When you repeal something, that law is removed. They're calling it the American Medical Act or some kind of horse shit like this. But what it did, like I said, it keeps the contractors, the goddamn insurance companies are going to continue to eat out the substance of the people. And the rich are going to get a huge tax break. So that's more wealth for them because they need more wealth. They haven't gotten enough with their record profits since they broke our goddamn country. They need more. And their boy Trump is going to make sure that Obama, I laugh. There has never been a bigger traitor than what you're looking at now, people. I mean, Obama, he was a traitor, but he was a second-rate son of a bitch from the south side of Chicago. He would nothing like this goddamn Trump. And that's where you look at it. You look at your con men. On the south side of Chicago, you'll find some pimp like Barack Obama in the back alleys, you know, trading dollars to people and ripping them off for a quarter. Now Trump, he's in the big league. He's the A team, man. You talk about stealing the country. It's happening, just like we told you it was going to happen, people. What you just saw is a goddamn sham. It's a goddamn lie. And you know, they've come together. You know, yesterday we were talking about the fact that he said that, you know, we'll have to elect more Republicans into office in 2018 if we can't get stuff passed. Well, the people that are holding them up are what's called the Freedom Caucus. You know, the ones that were in there actually doing a little bit of fighting and talking about the Constitution actually got the word Constitution told it was being used a little bit. And they're Republicans. So what we need to replace them with is more business friendly. And we've talked about the fact that this is a recolonization of our country, bringing in third world labor sources. The thing is, it's about business, people. If you're not a businessman in this country, you have no stake here, people. The goddamn public lands don't belong to you. None of the riches of this country belong to you as it inherited from your forefathers. No, they only forefathers inherited anything was a handful of rich son of a bitches in this country that aimed to have it all. And they've even brought, they don't care if somebody internationally comes in. It isn't about nationality. It's about social status on a world stage. Now just keep in mind the recolonization that we've been telling you about. When you listen to this article, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The two GOP legislators are introducing legislation, or two GOP legislators are introducing legislation to let states annually import 500,000 foreign blue-collar workers and white-collar professionals to replace American workers. Now get this, who have fallen out of the workforce and into drug addiction. Now, they goddamn, you know, what they did is when your unemployment ran out, because you can't draw unemployment no more, you're out of the workforce. I mean, we changed all of the qualifications and we changed all of the wording and everything. Not to, if you're out of work, you know, you're out of the workforce. No, if your unemployment runs out, if they have so destroyed the industry you're working in, or if they move that industry over to some place like China or India, well, then you ain't working for so long that you lost your unemployment benefits because it was, I mean, you people know what's going on here and what they're trying to tell you here. Oh, it's because you're all addicted to drugs, so we got to bring in MS-13 gang members from goddamn Guatemala. You know, the people bringing in. And how did all this goddamn heroin get in this country anyway, people? Oh, that's right, Afghanistan. $1 trillion of, you know, the people's money spent over there to, revive the opium production in that country. The Taliban had it down to like, I think, 1%. I mean, they goddamn hack heads off for producing opium. And that's why we had to go over there and invade Afghanistan. So to get that opium production back up so it can be put in CIA transport planes, taken down to Central America and South America, made into tar heroin, brought right up through our open borders, which Trump ain't doing a goddamn thing about either, and right into the United States. Now we got all these drugs pumped into here. We've taken everybody's goddamn job. They're trying to act like we did this. This is what they're going to turn around and act like. Well, the people did this. They ruined the goddamn economy. Not them goddamn trillionaires. Not the ones with the created that derivative bubble. Not Steve Mnuchin, the head of Goldman Sachs. No, he's in the White House, man. It's just like the rest of this goddamn shit. The cop comes out and beats some innocent person half to death, and they get a promotion because that is the agenda. Replace American. I mean, it's called the American Replacement Bill. And what do you people need? Do you need a house to drop on you? And listen to the wording of this. I mean, it's not that the corporation hasn't taken over your government, have they? The international billionaires and trillionaires haven't usurped the government of the people, have they? Sure. I mean, the bottom line is, with our Bill of Rights and our common law, everybody stands equal in this country. Listen to this shit. I mean, you're seeing the arrogance start to spew because they know they've got their shit in place to do this. And really, you know, when it comes down to something like a wall or stopping DACA, defunding DACA, and sending these son of a bitches out of this country, oh, it's impossible, people. It's a bureaucratic nightmare. You just can't do it. But when it comes, what you want, when they start pushing this shit through like this that I'm telling you about right now, we're nuclear option, whatever it takes, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, just like the Keystone Pipeline. The American Replacement Bill is needed because companies can't hire the employees they want. Now just look at how they try to mince this around to try to make this seem anyway legitimate. They want, amid the massive decline in the number of Americans who are seeking work, you took all the fucking jobs. You go out and you fill. I mean, I went through this back in 2008 and stuff, you know, trying to work and what might have you. I know tons of people. You fill out 500 applications that goes into and single stacks of thousands of applications, and they just pick among the slaves who they want, who will suck ass the best, who will work the cheapest. And see, they'll try to tell you this is about, you know, them needing this labor, but cheap. Slave labor is what they need. They don't need labor. They need cheap slave labor. Can't hire the employees they want amid the massive decline in the number of Americans who are seeking work. Wisconsin Senator, this treasonous son of a bitch ought to be taken out, tried in the common law for the treason he has committed. This goddamn country doesn't belong to a handful of fucking aristocrats. It belongs to every one of us, and he should be hung by his neck until dead, dead, dead. Johnson told an event hosted Wednesday by the Cato Institute. Oh, say it ain't so. Not Cato. Why can't Wisconsin manufacturers, why can't small businesses find enough people to work? Because you want to pay us what a goddamn 30, you want us to work for a bowl of rice. And if we happen to sneak something out of the building that one of our resources, like the blacks over in Africa, you sneak out a diamond or something trying to get something because you're just working as goddamn slaves for slave fodder, well, you could hobble us or whatever you want to do because, goddamn it, you're the rulers and we're the ruled. Well, you're about to find out the rule are heavily armed and they're getting ready to blow your fucking heads off. You ignorant son of a bitch. You arrogant sons of bitches. Okay, Johnson asked during a speech in a Senate hearing room with supporters of the replacement bill. He continued, "You got to ask those hard questions. It's not going to be a government program that is going to solve that worker decline, but smart government policy. Things like the bills we're going to be introducing with the help of Cato today is a really good direction to move. Give it a shot. I mean, here, there's some of your professionalism. What, some son of a bitch from India write this for you? Give it a shot. Let's see how much better the states do, because this country is about the states, these entities, these corporations, the states do. Not the people. Fuck the people. The people are just a goddamn resource to be used by the state. And when they incorporated this country, that's what it became, people. What does a corporation do? It makes profit for its shareholders. And we aren't shareholders. We are property in their eyes, in their view, that's going to get them hung. Where were we here? Worker decline, but smart government, we did that with Cato. It is really a good direction to move. My guess is that they will do a whole lot better than a one-size-fits-all federal foreign worker program. That's not a question of who's bringing them, if they're going to be brought in, continue to be brought in, to take what is ours. It's just who's going to bring them in. And wait till you hear how this goddamn thing folds together. The bill would allow states to each get 5,000 visas for additional foreign workers per year, plus a population-based share of another 245,000 visas, plus a share of any visas not used by other states. The inflow of foreign workers would start at 495,000 in the first year as our goddamn people are living in tents with their children in the wintertime. Because we're not, it's about business. It's what this country is. It was a bunch of businessmen that actually came in here and they owned the whole thing, and just other people here were just here to work for them. To lick at their feet. Excuse me. 495,000 in the first year, not counting the additional family members of each imported worker. Sounds like recolonization to me. The bill would also create an amnesty because the visas could be given to 11 million plus illegals living in the United States, including those who return to the United States after being deported. Of course. Are you starting to see it now? Here's your Republican platform you fucking retards voted for. Are you ready? The acknowledgement came at the end of... The senator said he has 50 co-sponsors, but acknowledged the likely unpopularity of his American replacement bill, because this country's supposed to belong to all of us. It's supposed to be for all of us. The resources are supposed to belong to all of us. And the mass majority out here aren't getting slave labor to pile big mountains of the wealth that belongs to everybody else, you thieving fuck. Unpopularity of his American replacement bill, which is formally titled the State-Sponsored Visa Pilot Program of 2017. The acknowledgement came at the end of his statement when he thanked the Cato Group and his House counterpart, Colorado GOP Representative Grand Old Party. You voted for this. This is your party platform. You voted for, you ignorant bastards. I hope you're the first ones to starve. GOP Rep. Ken Buck, for backing the replacement bill. Let's face it, to have the courage, we're probably a lightning rod on this bill. Did you hear what they're saying? These arrogant sons of bitches, they have no more right in this country than you and I, but if you won't slave for me for this handful of fodder, well, then I can bring somebody from another country, because you don't have no stake in any of this goddamn country. That's what they're trying to tell you people. It is time to fucking kill them. I kid you not. Let's face it. Have the courage. We'll probably be a lightning rod on this bill, Johnson said in his videotaped speech. Buck said he will not formally introduce the bill yet. I'm not ready to sponsor it in the House yet. It is important to take the bill out of the oven when it is baked. That means when you got all the right people greased, when you can have a midnight session of Congress and everybody wakes up the next day and they find out about it a month later as the son of a bitches are pouring in and they're getting their pink slips. You think they're not going to do this? You're out of your goddamn mind. We have told you, goddamn, what you've seen just explode in your face since the son of a bitch took office. Think about it. In November 2016, Donald Trump won the presidency partly because many blue-collar Americans, including in many of West County, you retard son of bitches. All you had to do was just say no. Oh, it'd been Hillary. Yeah, and we'd had our war going. We'd get this shit over with. No, you want to take some more people down with you, don't you, you cowardly bastards? Including many in Wisconsin, opposed the economic impact of cheap labor immigration. See, now they tell you what it really is. It's because everybody's on heroin in this country and don't want to work. All those millions of Americans, those professionals, college degrees, they don't want to work. They want to do heroin. No, they bring their scum in here. I'm sure the streets are full of heroin addicts. You pumped in here, you sons of bitches. Oh, that's America. You put the camera on them. That's America. That's 90% of America. That's all we got to say. And then we can do any goddamn thing we want, you think? Cheap labor. Cheap labor immigration. In January, Trump emphasized that his administration's mantra is buy American, hire American. Well, just say, hey, we're going to make them all Americans, and you ain't. You people, you get down there beside that Mexican, you beg for a job, you lick that boots and see if you can kiss ass better than a goddamn peon from Mexico, and we'll give you a cup full of food too. Let your family live another week. And that's another thing I was going to throw in with their new health care replacement bullshit, lie, treasonous fraud. Oh, there's a work requirement with it, don't you know, people? So remember how we told you they were going to own all your infrastructure? They were going to own everything and you were going to work for them? Well, if you got to want health care, I mean, I can't see how that's going to work. If you ain't sick, you don't need health care. But if you're sick, you can go work over here for my buddy and his corporation over here. You can do slave labor for him so you can go to the fucking doctor. You think it ain't so? It's so. Like I said, repeal all of the socialism, hang all the goddamn traitors, take all the goddamn money back, and we'll compete on an even playing field. But that ain't what they want now, is it? That's the last thing they want, because they are the culls of this society. They are the maggots, the parasites that suck it out of the rest of us. Has sharply reduced, let's see where we at here. Since then, he has sharply reduced illegal immigration. No, he has not. The goddamn people that were that supported him, the illegal immigration, the people fighting it, they denounced him the other day. Remember, we read it on the air. This son of a bitch is not doing anything, and he's like I told you before you went out and went and played stupid and voted. He is not, as a billionaire, as an international goddamn elitist, going to remove slave labor from the United States or any goddamn where else, because that's what him and his ilk want. They want you to work for them for frickin' nothing. They want to be able to come into your house and take your daughter, if she's kind of pretty, up to the big house. They want pure-ass goddamn slavery, and they want dominance over the people that they aren't as good as. In his Wednesday statement, Johnson spoke at length about the new plague of opioid addiction. See, I keep going, opioid addiction. That's why we need, because, well, man, there's just nobody wants these jobs at $4 an hour that you can't even eat on. You could not have a roof over your head. Nobody wants these. They all must be addicted on opium. That's got to be what it is, reckon? In our country, and quoted from an article describing the huge extent of worker dropout. Yeah, when you take, I mean, you broke our economy. These are the same son of a bitches that have made record profits since they committed international fraud and destroyed our economy, shipped our goddamn industry out of this country. Now they're turning around looking at us, and it's your fault. It's your fault I got to hire all these foreign, you know, these foreign slaves to replace you, because then I'll make a big pile more money. It's your fault. Kill them! Dropout amid the post-2008 combination punch of recession and mass immigration. I mean, listen to the statement. We'll finish that because I didn't do it very well. In his Wednesday statement, Johnson spoke at length about the new plague of opioid addiction in our country, and quoted from an article describing the huge extent of worker dropout amid the post-2008 combination punch of recession, which is them... They're derivatives, not recession. How was that recession accomplished? It was through international fraud. See, it was through Steve Mnuchin, who instead of going to prison, went to the goddamn White House and is going to do you even dirtier. Thanks to the boy Donald Trump. How anybody could fall for this shit, I don't get it. But punch of the recession. No, of the orchestrated depression. And mass immigration. So at the same time, you're destroying our jobs. You're bringing in these goddamn third worlders to work cheap at any goddamn thing that's out there. And wow, goddamn, people don't want to go to work. Man, they don't want to go out there and work like a goddamn Mexican in the sun because they don't want to be on welfare. I mean, the welfare does, you know, subsidize a lot of this, just like with McDonald's. You can't make enough to live. They send you a check because you're working for the corporations and, you know, anybody that thinks that this doesn't come right down to goddamn the worship of mammon and the control of mammon in this country. You're clear out of your minds. This is like President Mammon. That's what you can call that son of a bitch. The collapse, let's see, where were we? Recession and mass immigration, according to the article. The collapse in work, rates for U.S. adults between 2008 and 2010 was roughly twice the amplitude of what had previously been the country's worst post-war recession. They did it. There's no argument of what happened in 2008, is there? There was a bunch of international fraud. The goddamn regulators that you paid as a part of your so-called government looking out for you. The son of a bitches, they raided goddamn junk bonds that they knew were junk bonds. Bad loans. They rated them AAA so they could steal your goddamn 401ks from you. Here's the same son of a bitches. Well, you're all on opium. We got to replace you with these goddamn foreign workers. These people, I'm telling you what, these son of bitches should know no rest. These are the dirty fuckers that are trying to destroy us. Right here. I mean, that you think about the arrogance to come out and have the balls to say this to us after what we've just watched them do. And make record profits all the way down the line as we're losing every fucking thing. They think they've got it. They think they've got enough power that they can come out and say, you think that if you said something like this, it'd be in a goddamn backroom whispering and you wouldn't want nobody to hear it. No, this is an article. They're real proud of this because this country belongs to a handful of businessmen and the rest of us are just here as a workforce for them. And they own all the resources somehow that belong to our great, 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 great grandfathers. Somehow it just came down the line. Shit, they got everything, guys. A handful of them, just like the handful that own all the goddamn oil leases on all of our public lands across this goddamn country. Just a handful. They got lucky is what it must have been, huh? Couldn't have been no fraud and backroom manipulations and goddamn outright treason, could there? No, they just got lucky. And they got them goddamn all these leases for all the oil in our whole country that used to belong to us, but belongs to them for a song, nothing. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. I think we're going to be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches, from the TrenchesWorldReport.com, and brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was, of course, Kid Rock with Born Free. It's about over, people. Another drawing for From the Trenches, Swifty Lomax, Jalapeno, and Jalapeno are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Swifty Lomax is providing a beautiful belt buckle and bola tie that his father handcrafted from petrified wood. Jalapeno is providing a DCU mobile double 30-round magazine pouches for AR-15. The prizes will be drawn for in the order they were received, which is how they are listed. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, May 12, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Swifty Lomax and Jalapeno for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And I'm going to go a little more on this article because, this is outrageous, people. They've come to the point where they're saying, their opinion is that we're in the goddamn way. And they want us to be all over there fighting over the color of our skin the old people and against young people and man against woman and just in any divide they can while we're sitting there doing this stupid shit. Hey, man, I'll tell you what, you're going to wake up. And one day, and it's going to be either you go over there and you bow down on your knees in front of them and beg them to let you eat, work for them so you can eat. Or they'll want you starved to death. I can just see them, all these big talking goddamn bastards that went out there and voted for this prick, Trump, out there starving with their rifles. You're going to eat that son of a bitch because you sure ain't going to shoot it, are you? Let's see here. We're going to do one more paragraph here. But it is not going to be a government program that is going to solve that worker dropout problem, Johnson continued. So the new visa bill, he said, is targeted to making sure that American businesses have the labor they need. And by God, that is all that is considered in this country. Is the goddamn people with the goddamn riches they've stolen from the rest of us, and they want the rest. And I mean, to keep it all, you have to know that they have to get rid of us because it's all been done through fraud. That's why they had the 1.4 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition to get us over to that ditch and put a fucking bullet through our head. And game over. They've got it all. They won. You lost because you just sit there and watched it happen. Well, let's see what else I hear Trump is doing for us people here. Jobs. Well, not our jobs, evidently, huh? Foreign jobs. This is their intent. It's like when, these goddamn communists come up and talk about, oh, they don't really want to get your, they just want one more little thing, you know, one more, like we have a, article here, where is it? Buried back here, no doubt. See, I got way too many articles to read. Gun control bill passes through Oregon Senate. I mean, if that's all we want is that, but you go and look at their agenda and it's just like looking at this shit I was just reading you. This is what they want, and this is what they're coming after. This is the other side of it, people. U.S. House looks to expedite pipeline permitting. Oh, goddamn, they're going to work for us again here. Jobs, 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 people. This is from Argus. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are dusting off energy bills that died last year as they make a fresh attempt to expedite a permitting process for natural gas and oil pipelines they say takes too long. The bills under consideration include similar language included in legislation the House passed last year, but that never became law. President Donald Trump has pushed to accelerate pipeline approvals, but Republicans view their bills as a more permanent fix to what they consider to be a flawed permitting process. Yet they have to have a permit. Why should they need permission in the goddamn country they own? Right? It doesn't belong to you and I. It belongs to them. Permitting process. They want to process and avoid the types of issues that delayed the 830,000 barrels per day Keystone XL pipeline to be taken down to the coast and exported right across your nothing for us but a goddamn sludge in our water when the son of a bitch busts. I think we are going to do a pipeline permitting reform bill, House Energy and Commerce. As you see here, they're for the people, you know, going to give, this is all for the people, don't you know? Wait a minute, it was for the businesses. We just read that. Committee Vice Chairman Joe Barton, Republican Texas, said today at a congressional hearing, Barton said the bill could move forward this year or next year and would include new permitting deadlines. One of the bills discussed today would give the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission more power to set deadlines among federal and state agencies that permit natural gas pipelines. See, what they're wanting to do here, I mean, the article goes into it deeper, but they want to just be able to, rather than actually go survey the lands and stuff, I mean, this is how far it goes. I want you people to know. Rather than have to go survey the individual pieces of property and go to the people who own it and say, we weren't surveying your property for a pipeline so you could start fighting. And no, they want to just go and fly over it by air, look down and say, that's where I want it to run. Go ahead and get the judge on the line and get the seizure writs in action. And that's what it'll be. When they show up, we seized your land yesterday. Well, what about we seized your land? So beat the hell out of that person. Shock them. I'm a corporate businessman, and they just talk back to me. I want them whipped in the public square. That son of a bitch looked me in the eye. This is where it is headed. God damn it. If people can't see this, you don't want to see it. You're afraid to see it. One of the bills discussed today would give the U.S. Federal Energy Commission more power to set deadlines among federal and state agencies that permit natural gas pipelines. Failing to hit such a deadline would require the agency to notify the U.S. Congress. The bill would also require, you know, the Congress that represents the people. No, they represent the son of a bitch and billionaires that they serve as lapdog to, the son of a bitches that pay them more than the public wages to cut our throats and commit treason against us. The bill would also require FERC to consider data from aerial surveys when permitting pipelines, potentially avoiding the need to that unnecessary need to obtain permission from landowners for for in-person surveys or surveys of the land. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, like I said, they'll just fly over. I want it right here, and you know, you're going right through the middle of your fucking house. Well, they'll let you know when they come in and kick your, I mean, it'll come down to the point till they'll just walk in and just beat the hell out of you because they can and throw you off your goddamn property. Because this is the affirmation that your goddamn Bill of Rights has been suspended, that there is injunction on it, that these son of a bitches are declaring that this is their goddamn country and you are just another piece of property that belongs to them on it. The other bill would place FRC in charge of permitting cross-border oil pipelines. So any son of a bitch that wants to run a pipeline through your water source from another country, hey, if they've greased the slides I don't even call it like that anymore. This is a goddamn pure corporate dictatorship. A corporate military dictatorship. How in the hell was it that, Romney couldn't even, I mean, everybody laughed it down. Bain Capital, the head of Bain Capital, is wanting to be president. But Donald Trump, oh, he's a billionaire business. Well, yeah, so was Mitt Romney. Well, he's got businesses all over. Yeah, so did Mitt Romney. He made money off of the goddamn derivatives process. So did Mitt Romney. So did goddamn Trump, I guarantee you. The son of a bitch. 9 bankruptcies, and he comes out as a multi-billionaire on a world stage, and president of the United States, just like Mnuchin. International fraud, goddamn, laid out right in front of you, just like the case against Hillary Clinton. Laid right out in front of you. Did they do it? Hell yes, they did it. Was it fraud? Hell yes, it was. Did it hurt people? Goddamn, people in this country blew their brains out when they lost everything. Thousands of Americans just killed themselves. They'd lost everything from that son of a bitch, Steve Mnuchin, up there laughing at you. That big smile on his face as they're doing this shit right here. This is the Republican platform we were talking about, that I'm going to vote for Trump and get rid of them illegal aliens. No, you're not. You're voting for that. We told you, you're voting for the goddamn, this guy, so-called Republican, but it is just a goddamn, corporate elite, international corporate mafia government. That's what you voted in. And now he's letting you know, because you know what? There ain't none of them goddamn illegals leaving. That's our new workforce. In fact, we're going to bring in thousands and thousands more because we're replacing the Americans. This is a recalling nation, and it doesn't belong. None of it belongs to you. It's all ours, don't you know? A handful of us end up with a hot. I don't know that happened. We're just lucky. You goddamn right. You better hang on to your guns, and you better. I mean, goddamn, how long are you going to wait? How far? I mean, if they get you down far enough, are you going to trade that gun for a loaf of bread because you're watching your children starve? This one here I wanted to hit. Trump executive order on religious liberty to focus on Johnson Amendment, sources say, from Fox News. And I'm telling you, this is being hailed and, oh, God, all them good conservatives. But the bottom line is churches were not supposed to be any part of the government. The first article to the People's Bill of Rights forbids it. This 501c3, what they wanted was because they wanted to engage in industry as a church, and you can't do that. It's just like, you know, they tell us that the reason that we have this admiralty jurisdiction, administrative jurisdiction over you is because you contracted into it. But what they want to do here is they want to be a church, but they see what he's talking, what's been done here is the restrictions on them campaigning or, you know, advocating for politics in church. Now, as an individual, see, churches were supposed to be like an individual American national. They were protected under the common law, in the common law, and by the common law. As a person, they didn't have to report their earnings. They didn't have whatever they made was theirs, just like a person. They're the only institution in this country that was ever supposed to be that way. Hell, that wasn't enough. Man, there was advantage because they wanted control. I mean, the whole goddamn country's been controlled by the Masonic Dirty Church since Cornwallis handed over his sword to the corporate son of a bitches back there in New York. And now, It's all coming to, you know, full fruitation here. But now you consider this. Now you'd say that, you know, just like when they force somebody to bake a birthday cake, you know, for a fag birthday cake. And they don't want to do it. They get fined. They lose their store. Now see, that's a private individual. And by God, they are protected under the Bill of Rights. They don't have to bake that fucking cake. The church was the same way. They didn't have to let fags in. They didn't have to marry fags. None of it. They had the same protections as we do as individuals under the Bill of Rights. That isn't what they wanted. They wanted power and control over the people. They wanted to be a part of the power structure just like they'd been in the colonies. And that's what you had. And finally, they made it official with the 501c3. But what's wrong with this picture? You know, he's acting like it's about religious freedom. No, by God, I'll tell you what it's about. Now, you got these churches down on the border right now that are aiding an invasion, this recolonization of your country to remove you, take everything that belongs to you, say it belongs to a handful in there. Everybody else gets to work for them from other countries. You can go compete with slave labor on an international market. The very thing that we supposedly fought that goddamn civil war that wasn't a civil war over, huh? They're pumping in the slave labor. So now you got the churches down there. Now see if you can follow me on this. They're getting great big goddamn grants from the government. Because they're 501c3 nonprofit organizations that are for-profit. They just don't pay no goddamn taxes. And they take up these grant monies and they buy more and more property and become more and more powerful. Okay, now if you're going to advocate for a politician, maybe you'd advocate for the politician who's going to send you a bigger grant. Even if it was against the interests of your congregation and your country. You think they would? I mean, we've never seen no kind of fraud like this out of the churches before, have we, Jimmy Swaggart? Nope, we haven't. Haven't we? Do you see what I'm saying here? They try to make this it's a win for conservatives and people with morality. No, these are the most immoral son of a bitches to ever draw air. Look at Jim Baker. Man, Jim Baker, yeah, he was a 501c3. Boy, he was sure for his congregation. Boy, he was a good, honest Christian living a moral life, wasn't he? This is just another corruption mechanism. Now, the goddamn churches that want to keep these big grants. I mean, if you want a big grant, man, you got to put our boy into office, man. You got to go tell those sheeple that you bring in there every Sunday. You got to go tell them you got to go vote for this fellow here. It's for the country. I mean, the country, yeah. And a big grant for the church. He's the guy that gave us a big grant for our church so that we could bring more illegal aliens in so that we could, well, take your jobs and turn you into, well, beggars. But a good church is a good place for beggars, I suppose. Anyway, I had to throw that out there because they're hailing that. Oh, God, a conservative victory. No. No, this is a violation of the Bill of Rights, people. The churches could never incorporate. And they could not be incorporated. That's what the first article says. They could never be the government, and they could never, the government can never make the church. But this says, yeah, the government can make the church, and they can reward the church for the same corruption that they commit. And I know it's going to be, oh, the LGBT, I know I heard the argument in the thing. It's going to hurt, and I don't give a shit. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's more of that stuff we were talking about before with the businessmen sitting up there. This is what we need here for us to make a bigger pile of gold out of your goddamn resources. This is what we need. And while you're sitting there going at the fags going at everybody and everybody going at the transgender and the blacks going at the whites going at the blacks, this is what's happening, people. And these grants can't even exist. That is a violation. If the bill, if the goddamn Constitution, that's why I don't want to hear nobody bring up the Constitution. The Constitution is a dead document. Don't bring it up. If the Constitution was enacted, grants can't exist. That was a direct violation of the powers of Congress. Just, yeah, we're going to do this. We voted it. Well, you can't, that's why the people with intelligence back in the day put that ninth article in there. No, you can't. What power, the power that we gave you is outlined pretty clearly in the Constitution. And if you have any, thoughts that are, if you're confused at all, go back to the ninth article and see if it's violating the bill, the people's right to own this goddamn country and be the ultimate authority in every instance. And if it is, I guess you can't do it. But that's why the Bill of Rights, I mean, it is number one target. I mean, it's already been, they got injunctions all over. They don't even want to talk. They'll talk about Donald Trump come there. We're going to enforce the Constitution, but not the Bill of Rights. The Constitution as we have corrupted it. The Constitution that somehow seems to allow grants now, that somehow allows the executive to write law and the judicial to write law from the bench. Just as the, well, it's almost like the elite have just got a big club up there at the top, and they do as they please, and then come out the door and yell, yeah, this is what you decided. Yeah, wave at me, Acromon crowd. Look at the polls. That's all you need to do is look at the polls. Three members of notorious Long Island gang charged with attempted murder. Here's some of them fine people they're bringing in here to replace you. And this is to bring in the terror. So that this is to bring in the reason to come after your guns. Because, hey man, these son of a bitch are on the loose. They got all the guns got to go. We have to have all the guns where we can watch them so we can only let you good people who aren't an MS-13 gang member. We don't know how they got here. Except that, well, yeah, you flow them in, you son of a bitch. And you flew them to every corner in this goddamn country, into every goddamn community. So that you could have a nationwide drug and gun problem that needed to be solved. This, I guarantee you, this is for guns, people. You can think whatever you want in your minds. If you can't face the truth, you can't face the truth, but this is to take your guns. There's going to be a gun violence epidemic, and it's going to be caused by these MS-13, gang members that they brought here from Honduras on your butt, flew them in here. Then gave them a whole bunch of money and flew them into your community so that we could have the last time they tried this, you know, they tried their school shooting shit, but the goddamn numbers just wouldn't bend to their will. The fact is that gun violence had gone down like 40%, but there's a gun violent epidemic. No, there's not. And it was just like, oh shit. God damn it. We can't claim, we got to get a gun epidemic. What's the most violent country on the goddamn planet? Where is it? Well, let's look at Honduras. You start pumping them in here from Honduras, we'll get a goddamn... And they won't have no problem shooting Americans because they hate the goddamn gringos anyway. Police in Nassau County have announced the arrests of three members of the notorious, this is from ABC News, MS-13 gang on charges of attempted murder in Westbury. The three undocumented immigrants. You know, these ain't goddamn invading gang members, murdering son of a bitch, and might as well be sending soldiers across the border. No, these are just undocumented immigrants here looking for a better life, your life, to cut your goddamn head off. Three undocumented, they have the guts to call it, no, illegal son of a bitchin' invaders from El Salvador. All described as extremely dangerous. Well, you knew they were extremely dangerous and you flew them into this community? How you people feel about that? Is that your government looking out for you? Extremely dangerous, reputed members of the gang were arrested in connection with two separate attacks on 19-year-old men in Westbury. Your children aren't safe out there no more, people. You better keep a goddamn eye, even your young men, because they're going out there. They haven't faced no goddamn animals like this. They brought these animals straight from the murder capital of the world here to kill your children, and they're going to fucking do it. Police say they terrorized one of the victims because they didn't like the way he was laughing. That American National's over there, he's like, cut him up. Take that fucking machete and just cut him up. How dare that American laugh in his own goddamn country when they've shipped you in here to hack him up? He was on the street. He may be laughing about something. And these two people confronted him, said Nassau County Chief of Department, Kevin Smith. I don't know about you people. I have been in situations where people have seen me make a face or smirk, and I thought that it was directed at them, and it wasn't the case. And I mean, just explain yourself around this. Gee, I wish them poor immigrants, them poor MS-13 gang members with the fucking machetes, I wish they would have just understood, not got upset and hacked these people up. Two of the suspects are brothers, were linked to both a machete attack on Sunday at 12:15 a.m. Hey, they weren't done. And a separate slashing on January 15th. And this is the way it goes on and on and on. And we told you this is what it was for. We told you this was coming to your neighborhoods. Now, well, I'm going to go vote for Trump then, because Trump said he got real. You goddamn traitors. That's what you are. You have fucked the rest of us, you dirty son of a bitches. Anyways, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. Until then, I mean, have nothing but scorn. When you finally break loose on this, get every son of a bitch that participated, and that is the Word from the Trenches.